Blog Talk Radio. Hey, hey, it is March 3rd, 2021, the third day of a new month, and it's Wednesday. Hey, over the hump day. All right. Now, my topic today is time to move on. And coming from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1, verse 6, and we're talking about it's time to move on. I'm going to use Moses as an example of how to move on, because Moses showed us how to move on. Mm-hmm. Amen. Heavenly Father, before I get into the word, I want to do a shout out for Elder Ronnie. Hey, hallelujah. I talked to him in person. He's in West Virginia Hospital, and his sister Shirley Willis, I pray for them. The recovery is speedily. God knows how to move. Amen. Amen. It was good to hear his voice and to hear his praise. He is still a man of God, and he was preaching the day I talked to him on the phone. And the hospital and the nurses, they appreciate a man of God such as he. Amen. I want to shout out to my friend in Virginia Beach. Yes, Michelle, she is doing well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And again, I'm going to say this. Don't be afraid to get the vaccine COVID. I had mine on the 27th of February. Yes, I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. Hey, hallelujah. And I've been out and about. Yes, still wear your mask and your gloves and still do your 6 feet distancing. Amen. Amen. Okay, it's time to move on. Yes. Holding on to regrets will always hold us back from living the life God wants us to live. When we focus on our past mistakes, it causes us to run from the life God created us to live. If right now you're thinking, well, that's easy to say, but you don't know my past, let me introduce you to a man named Moses. Moses is one of the best known men in the Bible. But before Moses was famous, he struggled to let go of his past. And letting go was hard for Moses, that he questioned God's plan and gave God a list of reasons why he wasn't qualified for the job at hand. So, with this, I'm going to give you three lessons we learned from Moses about moving on, okay? The first one, our past does not determine the future. That's number one. Moses is best known for leading the nation of Israel out of slavery in Egypt. His life has been made into more than one Hollywood movie after another. But before Moses was famous, he killed a man and hid the body. And you can read that in Exodus 2:11-12. Okay? Filled with guilt and fear, Moses, he fled from Egypt. Some years later, God told Moses to go back to Egypt and lead the Israelites out of slavery. And that's in Exodus 3:10. Moses murdered a man, but God still used him to do something great through him. Amen. Psalms 145:8 says, "The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love." No matter what our past look like and how far we've run, God is gracious to forgive us. Number two, when God forgives, he forgives completely. That is so true. When God told Moses to free the Israelites, God didn't bring up Moses' past sins or give him a list of bad habits to change. The same is true for us. When God forgives, he does it completely. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins, purify us from all unrighteousness. Amen. With forgiveness comes action. God told Moses to go lead his people, leave his people. The devil is busy. The devil is busy. My God. They don't want me to get this word out, but I'm going to get it out. With making excuses for why we can't do what God tells us to do will hold us back from participating in doing something great. You know, even though Moses, and I'm going to repeat this, Moses gave excuses of why he couldn't do what God told him to do, but God wasn't bothered by his excuses. Amen. Amen. Number three, God wants to do great things through you. If God can do great things through a murderer, he can do great things through us too. After we recognize the grace God has lavished on us, we will begin to live the life God has called us to live. Moses had questions that held him back, but God had a plan that enabled Moses to do what God called him to do. Amen. When we believe God has completely forgiven us from our past, present, and future, we move forward with confidence in what God tells us to do. What's holding you back from doing what God has told you to do? Break free today. Amen. Amen. That's my word of encouragement today. God bless you. I hope it has helped you. And I give you some reference scriptures. Exodus 3, chapter 3, verses 9 through 16. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 7 through 8. And also Exodus 3:11-12. And 1 John 1:9. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Until I get with you again on Friday, God loves you. And keep walking in the faith and keep moving. Forgive yourself first before you can forgive others. Amen. I love the Lord, and may God be with you always. Amen. Amen. Have a blessed day.